That's like a sound effect you're putting in to make it sound like you're in a office. No, it's a sound effect I put in to make it sound like I'm a granddad who doesn't like know how to shut off the blink-a-dink feature. I don't want it to alert me. My mother's phone does that. I go, "What is it doing, Mom?" I don't know. And every 5 seconds, it makes a really loud sound. And I'm here I go. I love it. I'm enjoying this stage of life. I forgot what we were talking about. No, I didn't. We were talking about the piece that we just got to listen to together. I love listening together with you. I love why book clubs are fine, but my concentration and I don't do the reading and then I lie about it. So I like the idea of book clubs because I love to chat. And I really do benefit from focused chatting. So whether there's a topic or, stay on topic, Hardy. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got exuberant and I just want to keep sharing. Go on, go on, go on. So I do love that. But again, the reading is like, whoa, words, words. But with a television show watching group, what happens is we usually get together, we watch the episode, and by the end, we're too tired to talk about it. And everybody just hugs and goes home. It's kind of beautiful. I know when people say next Netflix and chill, they mean, oh, let's watch some streaming television and then have relations. But that's not what you can chill. There's other ways to chill, you know. When you say, I'm gonna go, chill the champagne, I go, uh-oh. I don't want it now, I don't think. Just I guess you could wipe it off, but words, do they mean anything? Mean whatever you want them to mean, and they mean different things to different people. So you got to be sort of careful, because there's dangerous homonyms, things in other languages that sound like slurs and other poof fraught. Sometimes it's best to have silence, or the universal language of Esperanto music. No, there is no universal musical language. I don't believe there is. That too is sort of relative. If I were to, here's some hit Chinese records from the 30s, you'd go, oh, yikes. Maybe that's not for me. Oh, I don't know. It's more Western than you'd think. But yeah, who knows how you're going to respond, what the context is. Oh, bless you. I remember. Hearing a lot of, there was a lot of music that I heard as a kid that I wasn't sure whether it was good or not because of how I had purchased it. Or rather, let me say this, where the record was available, and that was on television. Now, 9 times out of 10, if a record was on television, that wasn't the hippest thing to buy. You're not on the cutting edge of music or popular culture if you're getting the, the Ron Popeil version. It's not him doing it. Oh, could you imagine that if it was actually Ron, it was a Ronco, and it was just Ron performing your favorite hits? Yeah. Well, I don't like spiders and snakes. I think that's not the original artist. But I'd get those kind of things, and a lot of times there'd be novelty songs on them, and I didn't know. And I'm sure, absolutely sure, that the Ron Hicklin singers were on a lot of the things that I listened to because they sounded like a cross between the Partridge Family and McDonald's commercials, which aren't terrible, are they? And I would argue that that is just as much American classical music as jazz. Oh my goodness. And that is the background music of television, ad jingles, things that stick with you that don't command your attention, but then get up on, you can't see them, they're invisible like Legionnaire's disease, and but once they're in you, they can change your life. We refer to them, some of them, the catchy tunes and things as earworms, but that's disgusting to me. I do earwash. And you just put it, what it does, it should like break up some of the wax and it's gone. And it gets in, gets the job done, and my music and even my words, I feel like they get out of there. And when I hear myself quote, if anybody ever quotes me, I feel like I failed. Because I go, how is it that they remembered that? A lot of times they'll write it down, which is cheating. And I know they write it down, they'll go, oh, I remember you saying this. And I go, I bet you didn't. I bet you wrote it down and then remembered what you wrote down. I'm not calling you a liar. Oh, my friend, I would never do that. By the way, you know, you say what you have to say in whatever situation, you know, like that. I'm going to say, what's your name? Meep Geese? Liar? No. Is that her name? Who was the one that hid? Getting the name wrong. Anne Frank. It's okay to lie. Is it okay to lie to yourself? Yes, on your deathbed. And, yeah, sometimes, therapeutically. If everybody is allowed it. You can get permission. Get permission to lie to yourself. Because sometimes it's not good, and the group doesn't want it. But then other times they go, yeah, you definitely are a candidate for self-deception. Do it. Okay. Yeah, I think you should do it. All right. I feel like I should too. It might invite, you know, signing up for something is the good step. That's a good way. I tell you, if you've done that, here, I'm going to say, I love you so much. Like a, we're both on this journey together. You know that. So if I say something, it's in love. If you've signed up for something as a way of transforming your life, de-sign because you've just, you're going to come out the other side anyway and say, oh, I've learned something from that. Learn it before you have to go do it. Oh, my goodness, you're listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. Oh, my goodness, I will see you again next week.
Twins' name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 Twins' name was Ebony. His name was Ebony.
Hey, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Do you know what it feels like to be tied up? Yeah. And licked from head to toe. Do you want to know?
just for you. I got it on the way coming home, girl. Here's what I wanna do. Just close your eyes. I know every one of your fantasies. So baby, won't you let me come inside?
Try to take one of my hoes, I take your whole state.
Some good suck, some good face, some good suck, some girls taste. Oh. Some good dream, some good moan. Swing with it, swing with y'all. So I'm looking for a choosing lover, choosing
that you chose me, baby, baby, and I make you so happy.
Y'all niggas wanna lay, I wanna play in a deep mind. If she paying her daddy, I will knock out her spine. I'm out here on the grind, 24/7, I'm getting it. I'ma let them tricks eat it up. I ain't tripping, babe. Bend over, let them see it, duh. Hoes in the club like 96, showing niggas love. I used to be off in the GC in Atlanta. Young thugs popping cock out of Alabama. I seen it all from the pimps and the tricks. The real live boys opening up its own stores. I got respect for the flat backer. Back yellow, a cracker, keep the daddy right, cause I'm a Cadillac-er.
Some good sucks, some good face, some good sucks, some girls taste. Oh. Some good dream, some good moan. Swing with deep, swing with young. So I'm looking for a choosing lover. Choosing lover. Girl, I'm so proud of you. And you chose me, baby, baby, and I make you so happy. Choosing love, but I'm so proud of you.
Feel the love. share your love with nobody else. Well, well. Feel safe and warm. Locked in a world that you made for yourself. Don't you think it's time you try?
Try to find someone. Hello. Hi. This is Bailey. And you have been listening to Mahogany on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Yeah. Thank you for listening. And have a beautiful weekend. Yeah. All right.
Yes! the strength to go on. I'm asking you to
light up my path.
Light up my path, Lord, and walk with me along the way. That's all I'm asking you, Jesus. Sometimes my life gets so dreary. Sometimes my body gets so weary, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, oh Lord, that you'd stay near me. I'm begging you to
light up my path,
Lord, and walk with me along the way. There's so narrow way. Hallelujah.
Friends, you gotta try it. The Them and Vigor and Fat Fighter together with just like it just melt the weight off and help you with the high blood pressure, cholesterol, the backache, and the pains all at the same time, my friends.